Okay. Bezashem, we are. Bezashem, we're continuing Shashirim. It's been a while. But we are in Perek Aleph. We are up to Pasuk Yud Beis. So, to recap a little bit, at least Negea, to Rashi's Pshat, in the last few Psukim, Pasuk Tes. This was talking about Bizas Hayam and Bizas Mitzrayim, that all the horses and chariots of Paro chased after Klal Yisrael, and because of that they were adorned with all different types of jewelry, and we ended up receiving after Kriyas Yamsuf all the Bizas Mitzrayim. So Pasuk Yud Beis, and that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Klal Yisrael how much he loves them, shows them the nisim that happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. So in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, Ad Shehamelech b'Mesiboy, when the king was still b'Mesiboy in his place where he was stationed or sitting, like a Mesiba, So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Knes Yisrael answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, it's really true, everything you said in the Psukim before, that you gave me so much taiva. The problem is, Vani gamalticha ra. Klal Yisrael says that I paid back HaKadosh Baruch Hu with bad. Why? Ki ba'oid ha-melech al ha-shulchan mesibas chupasai. Rashi says, b'mesibai means the Hashem, the king, was at the table at the mesiba of his chupa, meaning at Har Sinai, near the nasan reichai. So Rashi says that means as follows. Chiluf, we switched lahavish, to do things wrong, to spoil things. Meaning, Ba'oid HaShchina B'Sinai Kilkalti Be'egel. Klal Yisrael said, even though the Shechina was still at Har Sinai, we were Mekalkel, we ruined things by making the Egel. Now the Gemara tells us, and Rashi quotes the Gemara, that the word Nosan Reichai means that I gave away the smell. Nosan means I gave away the smell. So Rashi says, V'loshen Chiba Kasav HaKasav. This was really a Loshen of Chiba that the Pasuk writes, because it says Nosan Reichai, it doesn't say Hivish. It should have said that Nirdi is referring to the Besamim, the good smelling things. We had a bit, Nerd was the Besamim. So Nirdi, my Besamim, Nosan Reichai, it gave away its smell, which means it got spoiled, but the Pasuk doesn't say Hivish or Hisriach. Says Rashi, Lefisha Dibar Akasa B'Loshen Nikiya. So Rashi is saying two things here. He says it's a Loshen of Chiba, and it's also a Loshen of Nikiya. So in parentheses here, it says, in Rashi, in parentheses, it says, in Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that the not writing Hivish or Hisriach, that in itself is the Lashon of Chiba. That Hashem made it and he said it in a Lashon Nikiya, that in itself shows the Chiba. But Taisvis, this is what I don't know who put in these parentheses here, but Taisvis in Shabbos says no. That by saying Nosan as opposed to Ozav, Ozav means it left, Nosan is a Lashon of giving, that is the Lashon of Chiba. The reason it didn't say Hivish, that was because the Lashon Nikiya. So there's two things. Not saying that he was spoiled, that's just the Lashon Nikiya. But the fact that it didn't say he left us, or it left us, that in itself is the Lashon Chiba. So either way, to just in the nitty-gritty over here, Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, in Masechta Shabbos, which one's the Chiba, which one's the Lashon Nikiya? Rashi, here, he says both, he throws them both. He says it's a Lashon Chiba and it's a Lashon Nikiya. So he's very parav, so to speak, on the Diktukim. So that is what Rashi says. Now we're going to learn three Psukim now. And the reason we're going to do that is because in the Gain, he puts all three Psukim together. So let's do all three Psukim with Rashi first. So the Pasuk continues, Tzror Hamor Doidili, Bein Shaddai Yolin. So Rashi says, Tzror Hamor, Doidi nasi li, meaning doidi li, my doidi beloved came to me, kimi sheyesh loy tzror hamar b'cheikai. Like someone has a tzror, a package of mar, of good smelling, mar is besamen. B'cheikai in his chest, v'amar loy, hare lechor tzror ze, sheiten reach toy min harishayin, shavadita. a person who had nerd was a good smelling thing, and at last it got spoiled, it's gone. So his friend comes along and says, here's something that smells even better. Take this srar, take this package, and it's going to give you a reyach toiv min arishon, even a better smell than what you had that you lost. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisratzu liYisrael al Maisa Egel, HaKshem was Michael Kla Yisrael, umotzo lehem kapara al avoinam, v'omar yisnadvu lemishkan, v'yovoy hazov hamishkan v'yichaper al zov ha'egel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaced it. There was this chavivus that we lost because we did the Avera, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Michael us, and he not only was he Michael us, he gave us something extra. He gave us a mishkan, and that mishkan is going to be mechaper for the egel, and it's going to be better smelling than what you had before. Now, bein shadai yolin, between my dodayim, my breasts, yolin, he will live. Af lefisha ma'alti boy, that even though that I sinned against Hashem, omar lishkain sham, he said he's going to dwell there. Bein Shaddai, Bein Shnei, Badei Ha'aron, those are the two poles of the Aron. The Gemara says they stuck into the Pareichas a little bit from the outside. It looked like the Dadayim of an Isha. And that's called Bein Shaddai Yolin. So Hashem says, here's this extra good smelling thing. And not only am I not leaving, I'm going to actually live amongst you in the Mishkan. Pasuk Yodalid, Eshkol HaKoyfer Doidili, Becharmei En Gedi. So Rashi says, "Yesh boisem sheshmoi kaifer." There's another good-smelling thing called a kaifer. V'osi kein ashkalis. It grows like in clusters. Eshkol is clovers, like eshkol anavim. So eshkol ha-kaifer doidili. This good-smelling thing in clusters. That is how doidili, my beloved, is to me. Becharme ein gedi. In a place called ein gedi, Rashi says, "Shem makom." V'sham hu matzi. You find this koifer in the vineyards of Ein Gedi. So what is this talking about? Says Rashi, V're'isi ba'gada, she'oysan kramim oysin peres arbo'i chamishim pamim b'shana. Those kramim, they produce fruits 4 or 5 times a year. V'dugmahu l'kama kaparis u'mechilois she'machalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'kama nisyonis she'nasu ba'midbar. Klaiso continues to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishvach, and they say that you were so beloved to us, Daidi Li was like Eshkol HaKoyfer Becharmei En Gedi. So many times we did Averis throughout the Midbar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly being Meichel us and giving us a Kapara, just like this good-smelling thing constantly is producing new fruits throughout the times of the year. So that is how Rashi learns these three psukim. It starts off with the Egel, it's second pasuk, Hashem gave us the Mishkan, and continuously being Meichel us throughout the days of the Midbar. Comes along the Gra, and the Gra says as follows. The first pasuk Yidbeis, Ad Shamelech b'Mesiboy Nirdi Nasan Reichai. So he also is continuing, and he says that the queen, that's how the Mashal has been all the time, tells the king what she did immediately when he came to be with her. Now, b'mesibai is like a party, a mesiba. He says that's the minig. When a king comes to a place, b'mikra, when he happens to pass by a place, oisin lay makim lahase b'chavid gadol. They make a place for him to sit. B'mesibai he's darshing as a person like sitting, like haseba b'chavid gadol. That's why mesiba is called that, because people sit together or lean together like haseba. So what is he saying? Immediately when the king came, nirdi means my besamim, nasan esrechay lamelech, meaning my besamim gave a smell to the king, nasan rechay, it gave out a smell, and the king smelled that smell, va'aravloy, and it was very pleasurable to him. Now, he continues, and then he's going to come to what the kavana is. What's the sex? So the first pasuk is, the king came there, and immediately he smelled our smell of nirdi, of my besamim, and it was good. Tzrar hamar doidili. So he says, what's a tzrar hamar? Like Rashi said, it's a bundle of good-smelling things. But he says it's something that a person wears on their guf. They tie it to themselves. Bein shadayolin means that the person puts it on their chest. So he continues and he says that this tzrar, this smelling, tzrar hamar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a good smelling thing to us, like tzrar hamar. But what is Ben Shaddai Yalin? Shaddai Yalin means that it's not always there. I wear it, but it moves around. Sometimes I take it off, sometimes I put it back on. It's not there bekvius. It's there more temporarily. Eshkol HaKoifer Doidili, the next pasuk, that's Eshkol HaKoifer, that's something that grows in the ground. Something that grows in the ground is kavua there. It has roots there. It doesn't move. It's Gadol Tamid bekvius. So too Doidi was bekvius. So he says as follows. Now, he actually says a very interesting thing as well. He says that in every tree, there are three parts to the tree. There's the roots, there's the guf of the tree, the actual tree, and then there's the branches and the fruits. He says, ner, the difference between all these three types of besamim, the Gras says, ner is a besamim that comes from the roots, mar comes from the sap of the actual guf ha'ilan, and the eshkol, that's the clusters, that's the fruits. So he says, what are those three things keneged? Those three things are keneged, the three chalakim of the world. There's shamayim, there's eretz, and there's avir. There's heavens, there's land, and then there's the air in between. What does this all mean, says the Gra. So it's negea to the parshias that we're learning, Bereishis and Noach and Lech Lecha. So he says, Chazal tell us that before Adam Arishon was chaytei, the Shechina was here, Meloi Chalaretz Kevaydai. Unbelievable amount of Shechina betachtainim, Misoifa Eilam Vad Soifa. What happened? As the Dairis came along and did Chataim, so too the Shechina started moving up the seven different levels, Zayin Rekiyim, that the Shechina goes up to Shemayim and comes down to the world. There's seven levels. That's why on Matzah Yom Kippur, we say Hashem Hu Alekim seven times. We're Malava the Shechina back up to Shemayim through the seven Rekiyim. He was here. There's Hashem V'Uzai, Kru B'Yoy Sakarev, Dorin Sais Mechuvah, during the Kurva of Yom HaKippurim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was down here b'malai kevaydai, and then as the chataim pushed him away, the averus, the dar enosh, and dar hamagvul, and dar aflaga, and it went up until Avram Avinu came around. And Avram Avinu, the Chazal tell us, he brought it down from Rakia number Zayin down to Rakia number Vav. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahas, Amram, they brought it all down until Moshe Rabbeinu hayridam la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shechina back down to the ground. And this is really
Haridah.
He brought it down. Haridah La'aretz. So he brought it down La'aretz. And this is really, this is a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk of Basi Legani, the Medrash says this. So, and the Lashon of the Medrash is, V'lochein hayamailas Moshe Yoisar Mikulam. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was bigger than all the rest of them. Because through him, the Shechina was revealed in this world. And this is a long shmuzer. Rebbe Zichron Levracha always says, talk about this, that Shechina's, the desire of the Shechina is to be betachtoinim. We don't understand what that means, but the Shechina does not want to be up in Shemayim with the Malachim. He wants to be here in this world. That is the purpose of this world, and that's the desire of the Shechina. So he was here when he created the world. Chataim chased him away. Tzadikim brought him back till Moshe Rabbeinu brought him down into this world. But HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu, to be Mayri the Shechina La'aretz, there were three separate levels that it happened. The first one was by Har Sinai. The second time was the Mishkan. And the third time is when they went in to Eretz Yisrael. So he explains as follows. Ad Shehamelech B'Mesiboy. That, like Rashi said, we're talking about on Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, Hitzia es HaShamayim al Har Sinai v'yorad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Shamayim down to Har Sinai. Right? Chazal tells us, the Gemara says, that one pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down on Har Sinai. And the other pasuk says, Min HaShamayim dibarti. Hashem says, I spoke from the heavens. So was he on Har Sinai, or was he in heaven? So the Gemara says, "Melamed shehirkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Hashamayim al Har Sinai v'yared." Hashem brought the Shamayim down onto Har Sinai, so he was on Har Sinai, but he was speaking min HaShamayim. So that's Ad Shehamelech b'Mesiboy. That was when the king was sitting in his resting place on Har Sinai, near Dinas Anrechai. So we said that we gave out our smell, and Hashem smelled our smell, the Gaon said, and it was pleasant to him. So what is that smell? That smell was Nasa v'Nishma. When we said Nasa v'Nishma, Hashem came down to this world, we said Nasa v'Nishma, so that is Nir Dinas Anreiche, he smelled our smell. Nasa, says the Gra, is Nasa es ha-mitzvahis, v'nishma es ha-tayra. All different pshatim over there in Parashas Mishpatim, what Nasa v'nishma is, but that's how the Gra says, Nasa the mitzvahs, nishma es ha-tayra. But then he continues and he says, the Torah has five svarim to it. Chamisha chumshei Torah, v'ashishi hu ha-kailo. We know that there's always six. There's really, I'm just recalling, there's a Gra at the end of Megillas Esther, talking about by Mordechai, also, he's very busy with the six. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and I think over there, he gratis says the sixth of that is Maisim Tovim, because Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. Derech Eretz, I think he says. And he talks about Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and then there's, by Birchas Kayanim, there's Shisha Brachas. Six is a very prominent number. He talks about it over there. Over here, he says a little different. He says, Dahainu Maisa Bereshis Hu Sefer Bifnei Atzmai, Kemay Shekasa B'Zayar. The Zayar says that Maisa Bereshis is considered a Sefer unto itself. Now, Rav Revda has a long arichas here to talk about where the steers in the Gaon, where that Sefer ends. Pasha, you would say it ends right after Maisa Bereshis, Vayichulu. But there's steers in the Zayar exactly where it ends. But somewhere, Maisa Bereshis is a Sefer unto itself. And the truth is, not to go into this idea, but Maisa Bereshis was an entirely different time period than the world that we live in at the moment, right? It was the creation of the world. It was different. There are those who want to... are very busy with the age of the world and how to be miyashiv. Our world is we have a cheshbon of 5,778, and the scientists have a cheshbon of millions or billions. And is it stam astira, or is there any way to be miyashivit? And there's all different ways of being miyashivit, but some have to do with the 6 days of Maisa being Bereshis being a chelik unto itself. Whether the days are not literal, if you want to take that. Some argue with that, some don't argue with that. You may Yishnei Sambam Shivim Shana. I'm sorry, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Caliph Shanim, right? So either that, or there's something to do with perception and time, and I know how to do it. There's a very famous from physicist who has a whole shir about this, where after you finish, I can't repeat a word he says, but after you finish, you sort of understand from perspective of looking backwards why it seems that it's billions of years old, even though... because the world was still creating and multiplying, getting bigger, and it has to do something with Einstein's theory of relativity, and it has to do with relativity, and therefore, when we look at it from the present, looking to the back, it looks that way, even though it may not have been happened that way. I don't know exactly what I'm saying, but along those lines. But from the Zayar, it's saying it's a separate Sefer. It's a separate Sefer. So there's six. There's the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and then there's Maisa Bereshis. So he says, the word nerd, nerd means my good smell, so the word is nerd. Nerd is ramach mitzvahs etzei. Nerd is gematria 254, right? So 248 mitzvahs etzei. That's nasa. And the nishma is the Torah. The Torah has six svarim to it, so 248 and 6. Is 254, so that's nerdi, my nerd, nasev and ishma, the Torah and the mitzvahs, nasan rechai, that Hashem was very happy with. So that was stage number one of Moshe Rabbeinu bringing down the Shechina onto Har Sinai. Then Sror Hamor Doidili, Pirish, says the Gra, Achar kach kishehasu es hamishkan, yardo Shechina la'avir ha'olam. Again, remember, there was Shemayim, Avir and Aretz. So Shemayim, that's our Shemayim when Hashem was on Har Sinai. Now he brings down the Shechina to the Avir Ha'olam. Ki b'matan Torah afa pi sheyarda. The Shechina came down to this world by Matan Torah, but it was still in the Shemayim that was sitting on Har Sinai. But by the Mishkan, yarda la'avir ha'olam. The Shechina then came into the air. V'shachna ben Yisrael. Where? Ben badei ha'arayin. That's ben shaddai yolin. But the word yalin means temporarily, like linu pay halayla, right? By Bilam, today's daf we had Bilam and Balak, right? Or by Lavan, lina is always a temporary type of thing. So ben shaddai yalin, why was it temporary? Because the Mishkan moved around; it wasn't bekvius in one place. The Mishkan was always moving around. Says the next pasuk, and still, so that's why it's still called ba'avir. It's in the air. It's here, but it's moving, but it's not yet stationary in the ground. The shechina. Eshkol ha'koyfer doy deli bechar mi'en gadi. But the third pasuk, that's talking about when Hashem was kavua bechar mi'en gadi. One of the first places the Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael by the Gvul Yeshua, by the Gvul Yehuda, by the Yarden. It says over there in the pasuk that Ein Gedi is one of those places. So Karmi Ein Gedi was when we went into Eretz Yisrael. There, Doidi Kavua, Hakadosh Baruch Hu became Kavua because says the Gra, Tekev Kishenichnasu Eretz Yisrael Yarda Shechina LaAretz. Now the Shechina is here in the Aretz, and that is now the Aretz. V'nikra adoin kol ha'aretz. A paladika thing. When Yeshua came into the yard through the Yarden, he says a lashon, hinei aroin habris adoin kol ha'aretz over lifneichem v'yarden. It's the first time, I don't know, anywhere else perhaps, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called adoin kol ha'aretz in a pasuk in Tanakh. And here he's called Adoin Kol Ha'aretz because at this moment when they went over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, the Shekhinah came down onto the Aretz. So Yeshua says, this is the Aron HaBris of Adoin Kol Ha'aretz. Now the truth is, Shtikl Tzarechien, and Rebbe does an answer to this question, Valachar Moshe Rabbeinu is not the one who brought the Shekhinah into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua did, right? And the Gaon was saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, Milus, or the Gaon said it, Moshe Rabbeinu's Milo was Yosef Mikulam because he brought it down three times and onto the Aretz. Now, of course, he's the one who made it possible for Klal Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael. Unless you say Yeshua's Mamala Mekaimai is his Talmud, you say along those lines, but the Gaon doesn't seem to address it. And the Gemara says there were seven Sadiqim who brought the Shekhinah down. Moshe's number seven. So you have to say along those lines, Yeshua somehow an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is the third time. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became kavua in the world. Now, what's interesting also, there's a very geshmak of medrash. We all know this. Rashi brings it down in Parshas Pekudei. I think Rashi brings down. So we're saying there's three levels. There's Har Sinai, then there's the Mishkan, and then there's the Aretz. So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu vayar Moshe's kol hamlocha, v'nei asu v'isok asher atzivu Hashem keinasu v'ayvarach asa Moshe. When he saw the whole malachas ha-Mishkan, he gave them a bracha. Says the Medrash in Rashi's ma bracha berchem, what bracha did he give them? So Amar Lahem says the Medrash, ashreichem Yisrael shezachichem l'avoydes ha-Mishkan. Fortunate you are that you were zaychet to avoydes ha-Mishkan. Now, we have to point out one thing over here. The Gaon clearly says that the third point, the kviyas, is in the Aretz, is when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though we know that as much as it was in Eretz Yisrael, when you built the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was kavu on the Beis HaMikdash. Now, actually, in the second shot of the Gra, where he says very similar things, we're not going to go through the whole thing, it gets a little bit more into neshamas and stuff like that, but in the second shot in the Gra, when he also talks about the three places that the Shechina was, this last one of Eshkol HaKoyfer, the Kviyos, he says, is going on the Beis HaMikdash. In the first pshat, he said, it's Eretz Yisrael. In the second pshat, he says, the Beis HaMikdash. And his lashon is, because the Shechina was kavua al makam echad. In the first pshat, the Gra is saying, it's al ha'aretz. He's here in the land. Now, it's clear that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here in the land kavua, once the Beis HaMikdash was made, so then he made himself where in Eretz Yisrael is the most kavua, is going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. In the second shot, he just says the third place is the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was kavua b'makam echad. And he says the interesting thing, he says also, Ushmai hayanoida b'chal ha'ilam. It wasn't just kavua on the Aretz. From the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was known throughout the world. How do you know that? Because Shlomo HaMelech davened, the V'gamel HaNochri Asher Lo Me'amcha Yisrael, Hu uva me'eretz rechayka l'man shemecha atah tishma shamayim. Shlomo HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when a Jew comes and he davens, okay, you decide what's best for him. You don't always have to answer him the way he wants. But a guy who's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, he doesn't fashtei that he doesn't deserve the brachas of Hashem. And if he doesn't get his tefillahs niskabel, he's going to say that you're not here. So Shlomo HaMelech asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel all tefillahs from goyim that come to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Grosh, it's not just that it's kavua. From there, his name went out to the entire Aretz. If you think about it, that's where it went out to the entire Aretz. So you have both here. You have the idea of being in the Aretz in Karmei Ein Gedi. Right when they came in, the Shechina was brought down Aretz, and you have the kvius of being in the Makam HaMikdash. So now it makes sense that Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan. We said the Mishkan was more temporary. Hashem was only in the Avir. Ben Shaddai Yalin was moving around. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, you were Zaycha, now the Shechina came down into the Mishkan. I give you a bracha. You should be Zaycha. She'inasun lechem beis ha-bechira. You should have a beis ha-migdash. V'tishre Shechina b'soychechem. That mean, what do you mean? What happened to the Mishkan? Vasili Mikdash Vishakanti Bisaicham is a pasuk by the Mishkan. The Shechina was there. And he continues, Shanemar Vasili Mikdash Vishakanti Bisaicham. What do you mean? We're here. We're in the Mikdash that Shechanti Bisaicham. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, of course, we're on the level of Ben Shaddai Yalin, but there's still another level of Vishakanti Bisaicham, which the Lashon of the Gra on that pasuk is, Pirish, Hare Iker Hua Mikdash Liashchina Sham. Bircham sheyizku leveis habechira sheshamu ikar hashras hashchina. So the Gra is going on that medrash and say the Olam Rabbi said Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha was yes, we've gotten to level number 2, but I give you a bracha that you should get to the real kavan of the pasuk v'shachanti b'soicham. That's the ikar hashras hashchina is in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gra here is telling us that that started in when they came into Eretz Yisrael. That's where that shchina was yardal aretz, and then it moved on to the Beis HaMikdash. So according to the Gra, this pasuk over here, now if you remember also, we said that one of the chilukim between the Gaon and Rashi in being mefarish the psukim is that Rashi brings down chatoim that Klal Yisrael did. It's part of the history. We say Hashem Zahava, sometimes we messed up, there's continuous Ava, but Rashi doesn't have a problem of mentioning Chatoim. The Gaon holds that Sheashirim is Kula Ava v'Kula Chiba. And even, we'll see later as we get towards later in Shir HaShirim, even when he has to mention Chatoim, it's all spun in a way of showing the godless and the Ava of Klal Yisrael, even when he has to mention it. But that's if he has to. And over here, clearly throughout what's happening over here, according to the Gra, we're still talking about all of the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. For the last few psukim that we've talked about, before our break, all those things we're talking about, we were talking about Parai, and we're talking about the Ava of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were talking about the Torah, we were talking about the Luchais, all talking about Ava, and we're continuing in that. We were continuing. We started with Susasi Berichvei Parai, then we talked about the Nekudes HaKesef, that was the Luchais, and all the different Diktukim in the Luchais, and now we're moving on and saying how the Shechina was Yerid LeTachtainim, which was really the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it went in three levels, and went in the level of the Shamayim and Har Sinai b'Mesibai, where Hashem smelled what we gave him, the Nasa v'Nishma. He gave us the Mishkan, the Shechina was Yerub and Shaddai Yalin, and then we went into Eretz Yisrael, / into the Beis HaMikdash, B'Charmei En Gedi, the Shechina finally came down to the Tachtoinim, and Hashem is called the Adoin Kol Haaretz, and Be'ez Hashem, we shall continue next week.